Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD The Legacy Continues by the late guitarists George Shuffler and James Allen Shelton. We heard one of George's tunes, Old Leather. Both played important roles in the career of Ralph Stanley. I believe it's important to give tribute while the subject is still with us. Ralph Stanley turned 89 on February 25th, and although he's lost a step or two, he's still performing selected dates with his band, the Clinch Mountain Boys. Ralph was raised in rural Southwest Virginia. His family was not particularly musical, but his dad did sing some, and his mother showed him how to play the banjo in the clawhammer style when he was 15. He graduated high school and almost immediately was inducted into the Army in 1945. He served for about a year, and when he was discharged, he began playing music with his older brother, Carter. Shortly thereafter, the Stanley Brothers and the Clinch Mountain Boys was formed. They began recording in 1948, and in 1949 they were signed to Columbia Records. It's said that Bill Monroe was so angry that he quit Columbia, moving to Decca, because he felt the Stanleys and Flatt & Scruggs were stealing his music. However, by 1951, Ralph and Carter fell on hard times, and Carter joined up as lead singer and guitarist with Bill Monroe. The brothers regrouped shortly thereafter and stayed together until Carter's tragic death in 1966. Ralph went back on the road with a variety of lead singers. Presently, his grandson Nathan serves as lead singer and MC. On this week's program, we're going to hear some classic recordings by Carter and Ralph, and by Ralph alone, along with some of the players who have been members of the Clinch Mountain Boys over the years, and some musicians who have taken their inspiration from the Stanley Brothers. We'll open the program with one of the first songs recorded by the Stanley Brothers for Columbia Records. The Angels Are Singing in Heaven Today, recorded on March 1st, 1949, and written by Carter Stanley. A tribute to Ralph Stanley on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Sweetheart, I recall the day I first met you. I wonder if you remember the same. We talked all the love we had for each other, and long for the day that we'd change our sweet name. Oh, I can still hear your voice in the evening. I see your sweet face, your blue eyes so bright. God took you away and left me so lonely. The angels are singing in heaven tonight. As the years passed away, we cherished each other. Nowhere is our cares to darken our way. From our little home up in the Clinch Mountain, the Savior came down and called you one day. Oh, I can still hear voice in the evening. I see your sweet face, your blue eyes so bright. God took you away and left me so lonely. The angels are singing in heaven tonight. I'll always be true, love you, my darling. I know you are happy and welcome up there. When God calls me home, I'll meet you in heaven. Sleep peacefully, darling, I'll meet you up there. Oh, I can still hear your voice in the evening. I see your sweet face, your blue eyes so bright. God took you away and left me so lonely. The angels are singing in heaven tonight.
I took a bite and then I looked to see what I had ate. I found I had a cinder all covered up in white. That old sugar-coated love is something I can't buy. Baby, I fell down on my knees pleading for your love. Can't understand what I saw in a sugar-coated love. Sugar-coated love you gave me on a plate. I took a bite and then I looked to see what I had ate. I found I had a cinder all covered up in white. That old sugar-coated love is something I can't buy. Sugar plum, your baby and your pimp. Said I was your Romeo and you my Juliet. I thought you were my angel, my little sugar dove. You sure had me fooled, babe, with a sugar-coated love. Sugar-coated love you gave me on a plate. I took a bite and then I looked to see what I had ate. I found I had a cinder all covered up in white. That old sugar coat.
in the deep and rolling hills of old Virginia. There's a place that I love so well, where I spent many days of my childhood, in the cabin where we love to dwell. White dove will mourn in sorrow, and the willows bow down their head. I live my life in sorrow since Mother and Daddy are dead. We all were so happy there together in our peaceful little mountain home. But the Savior needed angels up in heaven. Now they sing around the great white throne. White dove will mourn in sorrow, and the willow bow down their head. I live my life in sorrow since Mother and Daddy are dead. As the years roll by, I often wonder, will we all be together someday? And each night as I wander to the graveyard, darkness hides me where I need to pray. White dove will mourn in sorrow, and the willow since Mother and Daddy are dead.
She's from the hills of old Kentucky, with see me.
really gonna paint this town.
Charles Sawtelle was recording a solo recording when he passed away, and some of his friends took the tapes that were left over and finished them up for him. From the recording Music from Rancho DeVille, Charles Sawtelle, along with Peter Rowan on the lead vocals, Gonna Paint the Town, an old Ralph Stanley tune that's on Acoustic Disc Records. And before that, from one of the very first bluegrass bands from up here in the Northeast, the Charles River Valley Boys from Boston. And we heard from their recording bluegrass and old-timey music. We heard White Dove, which was a Stanley Brothers tune. That's on Fantasy Records. And if it sounded like there was a washtub bass on that, you were right. And before that, we heard from Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys back when Carter Stanley was playing the guitar and singing lead. We heard Sugar-Coated Love, recorded in July of 1951 from Bill and the Boys. And we let off that set with the Stanley Brothers, recorded back in 1949, in March of 1949. And The Angels Are Singing in Heaven Tonight, from the collection on Bear Family Records, 1949 to 1952. We are paying tribute this week to Ralph Stanley and the Stanley Brothers. Back in 1956, in the spring of 1956, Ralph and Carter and the Clinch Mountain Boys had spent a day of playing radio shows and barn dances and hog auctions and all kinds of stuff. And they came home and rolled into Bristol, Tennessee, into WCYB Radio in Bristol around midnight and decided they were going to make some recordings. Those recordings weren't heard until just a few years ago on an album called An Evening Long Ago. This is Come All You Tenderhearted from the Stanley Brothers, mostly Carter, in this really casual recording from back in 1956 on the Sing Out radio magazine.
Where'd you learn this one? From an old Baptist hymn book, an old-time song book, Larry, many years ago. Come All You Tenderhearted. Come all you tender-hearted, your attention I will call. I'll tell you how it started. Come listen, one and all. Last Wednesday night there was the light seen shining on the hill. A mother ran with all her might while everything was still. She went into a neighbor's house some 100 yards. She sat down and talked with them, but she did not mean to stay. Don't stay too long, dear mother, there, for we'll be lonesome here. I'll give some liniment, she said, then I'll return again. But when she started home again, her house was in the flame. She cried, oh Lord, my babies are gone, and I'm the one to blame. She cried, alas, how sad they sleep, wrapped up in a red hot flame. She burst it all asunder then, and the flames rolled over her head. Their little bones lay on the ground. They both lay face to face. Each other did entwine. Each each other did embrace.
I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina, I did go. There I courted a fair young maiden, but her age I did not know. Her hair was dark and curly, and her cheeks were rosy red. On her breast she wore white lilies, where I long to lay my head. Molly dear, go ask your mother if you my bride might ever. If she says no, come back and tell me, and I'll run away with you. I'll go back to East Virginia. North Carolina ain't my home. I'll go back to East Virginia. Leave old North Carolina alone. Ocean's deep and I can't wait it, and I have no wings to fly. I just get some blue-eyed boatman for to roll me over the tide. Oh, you know I'd like to see you at my door. You're welcome in. At my gate I'll always greet. Oh, you're the girl I tried to win.
Hold you. the story of two childhood sweethearts and the love that we shared still untold. How our childish little vows they were broken and the love that I treasured more than gold. Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love is too sweet to last. I remember that night in the moonlight when you said that you found someone new. Do you realize the heartache you caused me? Don't you know that my love was true? Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love was too sweet to last. I've always loved the best. Are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of the love you've forsaken? Darling, true love is too sweet to last.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1609. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. Thank you. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD The Legacy Continues by George Schuffler and James Allen Shelton, two great guitarists that played with Ralph Stanley. Both are gone now. Had a chance to spend a week one time with George Schuffler, and he tried to teach me that cross-picking that he does. I never got very good at it. The Legacy Continues is on Copper Creek Records. And we heard the old tune Katy Dear from George and James Allen. Before that, we heard from Lonesome Standard Time and their recording Mighty Lonesome and one of Carter and Ralph's tunes, The Sweetest Love. That's on Sugar Hill Records. And before that, one of the fine young bands that's out there on the road each summer, Kenny and Amanda Smith and their band from Always Never Enough. Their recording on Rebel from a few years back, we heard a great Carter Stanley tune called Our Last Goodbye. And before that, from an interesting recording, from Mike Seeger's third annual farewell reunion, we heard Mike along with Ralph Stanley. Ralph was playing finger-picked mandolin and singing harmony to Mike's lead singing on East Virginia Blues. Mike was playing the guitar, and Jack Cook was playing the string bass. He played for many years with Ralph, and that's on Rounder Records from Mike Seeger. And we let off that set with one of my very favorite recordings, a very casual recording done in the spring of 1956 at WCYB Radio in Bristol, Tennessee, around midnight. If you heard a voice at the beginning of that track, it was Larry Ehrlich, who was the engineer for the recordings. They had been out all day playing all kinds of engagements, and they rolled into Bristol, rolled into the radio station, and recorded 20 tunes, all first takes. We heard Come All You Tenderhearted from the Stanley Brothers an evening long ago on Columbia DMZ Records. We are paying tribute to Ralph Stanley and the Stanley Brothers this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. The first time I saw Ralph and the Clinch Mountain Boys, his lead singer was Charlie Sizemore. Back when Carter passed, Ralph wasn't sure if he wanted to keep playing or not, because Carter was kind of the center of attention for the Stanley Brothers, but he was convinced to go back on the road, and he hired a number of lead singers, and the one that I saw the first time was Charlie Sizemore. This is from Charlie's recording Heartache Looking for a Home, and Ralph joins him here on a tune called Red Wicked Wine. Here's Charlie Sizemore on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
broke my heart 10,000 ways when you kissed me your last time. I'm worried, troubled, I can't sleep. This story I must tell. The worst mistake I ever made was loving you too well. Heart away. I often pray to God above you'd wander back someday. I'm worried, troubled, I can't sleep. This story I must tell. The worst mistake I ever made was loving you too well.
she's sitting on top of the world.
That was Jack Cook, who played bass with Ralph for many, many, many years. He passed in 2009. And the old Mississippi Sheiks tune, Sitting on Top of the World. Listening to Jack, you know where he learned how to sing. Jack was on lead vocals. Ralph was on the harmony vocals. Ralph II was on guitar. James Shelton on guitar. Steve Sparkman on the banjo. And David Grisman on the mandolin. That's the title track of Jack's recording on Pinecastle Records. And before that, we heard from Don Rigsby from his recording Doctor's Orders, a tribute to Ralph Stanley. And we heard a tune written by Ralph's nephew, Rick Stanley, a tune called Home in the Mountains. And once again, Ralph was taking the tenor vocals there. That's on Rebel Records. And before that, Larry Sparks started his career as the lead singer with the Clinch Mountain Boys. And we heard one of the great tunes from Carter Stanley that he and Ralph used to sing together called Loving You Too Well. That's from Larry's recording, Lonesome and Then Some. A classic 50th celebration, and that's on Rebel Records. And we let off that set with the lead singer I heard the first time I heard the Clinch Mountain Boys, Charlie Sizemore, and a tune called Red Wicked Wine with Ralph once again. He's on the tenor vocals. The recording is Heartache Looking for a Home on Rounder Records from Charlie Sizemore. We're going to lead off this last set with a classic from Ralph, from one of his more recent recordings, a recording he made for the Cracker Barrel folks, and the title track, Man of Constant Sorrow. Here's Ralph Stanley and friends on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Out there in the darkness, the that I sit here alone, too lonesome to cry.
For the water rolls high on the river at midnight. I sit on the shore to grieve and to cry. The woman I love, she left me this morning with no one to love or kiss me.
Rolling, rolling on these baby, you know how it feels to be broken hearted and to be left all alone. Four wheels were made round the road, so I'll be rolling on. Four wheels were made round the road, so I'll be rolling on.
That was some great traditional bluegrass from up my neck of the woods. Up in Wind Gap, Pennsylvania, we heard Louis Setzer from his recording Jukebox Bluegrass and Rollin' on Rubber Wheels, Carter Stanley's classic tune. That's on Patuxent Ripshaw Records from Louis Setzer. And before that, that was Bob Dylan along with Ralph Stanley and The Lonesome River from Telltale Signs, rare and unreleased, 1989 to 2006, the bootleg series number 8 from Bob on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with Ralph Stanley from his recording Man of Constant Sorrow. And we heard the title track, the old Emory Arthur song. That's on Cracker Barrel Records from Ralph Stanley and Friends. Hope you've enjoyed our celebration of Ralph Stanley's 89th birthday. He's still very much with us, so if you get a chance to see him this summer at a bluegrass festival, don't miss it. It'll be wonderful. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1609.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, 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 oh.